government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, under the charge of Senator A.J. Nicholson, continued to work closely with other ministries across various sectors to ensure that agreements were consolidated and benefits brought to Jamaica. This by helping to coordinate and facilitate overseas visits and the development of agreements with bilateral and multilateral partners. Also, much was done to enhance the island's image regionally and internationally, as the ministry continued to build relations with Jamaica's partners. Jamaica was among 10 CARICOM countries to sign the first ever international treaty to regulate the trade of conventional weapons. And in July, Jamaica hosted the Caribbean Regional Preparatory Meeting as part of preparations for the third International Conference on Small Island Developing States, SIDS, to be held in Samoa this year. A major success story in the ministry was the staging of the 5th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference in Montego Bay from June 16 to June 19. Convened under the theme, A Nation on a Mission, Jamaica Diaspora Partnership for Development, the event drew a record number of attendees.
There was a total of 240 meetings facilitated among 14 investors and 30 local projects. Out of that, 7 investors indicated that they were desirous of making equity investment in 17 projects and have requested additional information from these project owners. JAMPO, I'm sure, is going to follow up with these, and you will hear about investment that have come into Jamaica as a result of Conference 2013.
Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnaldo Brown. A post-diaspora implementation council was established after the conference to execute recommendations put forward. Over the course of the year, visits and bilateral meetings remained a useful mechanism for strengthening relations with key partners. President of Haiti, Michel Martelly, visited the island along with an 11-member delegation in November.
We discussed the strengthening of bilateral relations and mutually beneficial initiatives aimed at increased cooperation between our two countries and governments. We'll be working together to make the Northern Caribbean the engine of growth for our region as we seek to grow together for the benefit of all our people.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Other notable visits included that of a member of the British royal family, His Royal Highness Prince Michael of Kent, and a working mission from Burkina Faso led by the First Lady of the West African country, Chantal Compaoré. A delegation from Botswana also arrived in the island in September on a fact-finding mission to learn more about the structure and processes of the Jamaica Information Service. As the ministry continued to strengthen diplomatic relations, a Jamaican embassy was officially opened in Brazil. Career diplomat Alison Stoneroof was appointed head of the new Jamaican mission.
There are several aspects of targeted action which we have in our strategic plan, our strategic vision for the embassy being here. And that includes trade and investment, it includes culture, it includes defense cooperation, it includes work on an air services agreement. It includes deepening our technical cooperation activities with Brazil, which cover a range of issues.
Jamaican Ambassador to Brazil, Alison Stoneroof. In December, Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson met with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Winston Dukron, to discuss issues concerning the free movement regime. For several weeks, a significant number of Jamaicans have been denied entry into Trinidad and Tobago.
In this regard, we agreed to cooperate in a number of areas in an effort to preserve the integrity of the regional integration movement and the implications of the decisions of heads of government regarding the free movement of nationals, including the recognition of skills certificates and the adoption of relevant legislation to allow for the hassle-free travel of all 10 categories of skilled nationals.
Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade continues to build relations with international and regional partners while playing a major role in the country's economic development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.